You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Parrott. Coming up today at 6 on 1A Plus is the weekly roundup of world news, from violence in the West Bank to U.S. Navy incident with Iran. Catch up on the latest from around the globe today at 6 on 1A Plus. Now, Governor Tony Evers signed Wisconsin's new two-year budget into law earlier this week with some key vetoes in the mix. The Republican majority in the legislature had sent their final budget plan to the governor's office. He made some big changes, especially when it comes to income taxes and education funding. We're digging into the new budget and what it means for you, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about what got funded, what didn't, the kind of changes to taxes and education funding? If you've been following this, are you happy with the outcome of this state budget? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Mark Sommerhauser is the Communications Director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Mark, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob. It's great to be with you again.
Well, Governor Evers signed this budget and line item vetoed certain things rather than sending the whole thing back. Here is the governor talking to WPR's The Morning Show about that this morning.
The Democrats did not like the budget as is, and neither did I, and that's why I made significant changes to the budget to make it more palatable. In turn, it was really important. We had some really important things in the budget that I did support around affordable housing, PFAS, taking care of PFAS for the first time, and actually having money to do that. Obviously, the work that we did in shared revenue to get money to our counties and municipalities, and also, frankly, pay increases for correctional folks and people that work in the juvenile or in the justice system. And so we had lots of wins in that budget, and I felt what we could do with the budget as it relates to what was accomplished, but also what we could do with vetoes made it doable for me.
Mark, before we get into specific line items, let's talk about the Wisconsin governor's veto power used expansively and creatively over the decades, this time around no exception. Can you talk about how this line item veto can really change things in the budget?
Yeah, so there's no question, I don't think, and I don't think anybody would dispute that our state constitution here in Wisconsin gives our governor a type of veto authority that is pretty unique and much more expansive and powerful than what most governors have. It is sometimes referred to as a line item veto. I guess my view would be the better terminology would be a partial veto. What it really enables the governor to do in Wisconsin is with a budget or any bill that deals with appropriations, you know, he is able to cross out numbers. He's able to cross out words, whole sentences, and what that within the actual written text of the legislation that is passed and sent to his desk. And so that is really gives him an extraordinary power to be able to reshape budgets. It's a power that, of course, also previous Wisconsin governors have had and have wielded in quite creative ways. But it also creates this possibility for some sort of surprises and some sort of curveballs that can emerge from the use of that partial veto authority. And I would say that's what we saw again with this budget from Governor Evers.
Let's check out income taxes. We've had a bunch of permutations. Now, Governor Evers had one plan in his original budget focused on middle-class tax cuts. He made the case. A Senate Republican leadership said, hey, how about a flat tax here in Wisconsin? Assembly Republicans said, no, let's reshape the way our taxes work, cut them across the board, including at the higher ends. That's what ended up going to the governor. The governor made another change. Where did we end up on income taxes?
Yeah, there was a lot to keep track of. It was definitely not easy to keep track of all the different competing plans. As you said, the governor kind of had a proposal for basically across the board tax credit. That did not go anywhere in the legislature. The legislature, in particular the state Senate, wanted to shift to a flat tax. But as you said, not all lawmakers were on board with that. What we ended up with, as you mentioned, what was sent to the governor was a budget that did give income tax cuts to all different income groups of Wisconsinites. But certainly there's no question that the vast majority of that tax relief was going to folks at the higher earning end of the income spectrum. the budget, again, the bill that went to the governor would have reduced the tax rates for all four of the state's income tax brackets, more so at the higher income levels, the third and the fourth, so the second highest and the highest income brackets. What the governor actually did here was he went ahead and he left in place the rate reductions for the two lowest brackets. So that's going to affect all income that everyone with income tax liability earns and pays taxes on up to $34,000 a year. Those rate reductions were left in place, and those taxable income up to $34,000 will see a lower rate paid under this new budget. However, what the big change the governor made here was to use his partial veto authority to strike the rate reductions to the third and fourth brackets. So the third bracket being from about $34,000 to about $375,000. So quite a large range of income there. That's the third bracket, and then the fourth and highest bracket is basically $375,000 and higher in annual adjusted gross income. So again, the legislature wanted to reduce rates on those income levels. The governor's partial veto struck those reductions and will leave those rates as they previously had been. And so that's a big, very big change in the income tax cut as the legislature had envisioned it. We can talk about kind of, what the implications are of that, but a very big change.
Yeah, and graduated tax rates can be funky to talk about. If I have this right, Mark, if somebody is making $34,000 a year, all of their income is affected by that rate change. If somebody's making $100,000 a year, they still get a taste of that. The first $34,000 is under that lower rate. Anything above that, same old rate. Do I have that right? Because I get confused.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's very easy to get tripped up on that, but no, you have that exactly right.
We are talking about the new state budget signed into law by Governor Evers with some partial vetoes. Mark Sommerhauser is with us from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. You can join in with your thoughts, your reactions, maybe your questions at 800-642-1234. What do you think of what you've heard about the long saga of what happens to income tax in Wisconsin? Did you want bigger, more dramatic changes? Are you happy where we ended up? How about education funding? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Before we move on from those taxes, Mark, I mean, part of the deal is we have this budget surplus, one-time budget surplus in Wisconsin. And the question was, do we increase spending a lot? Do we decrease taxes a lot? How much of a hit on that surplus does this income tax deal end up making?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I think that's one of the biggest things that the forum, our organization, the Wisconsin Policy Forum, is always kind of looking at. We're a nonpartisan organization. We don't advocate for particular positions, but we do, I think, from time to time, want to emphasize the importance, whether it's state government, whether it's local government or any level of government, the importance of having enough money in reserve so that, if there is things like a recession, unexpected events that might occur, that government has the resources to be able to respond to that without necessarily having to do big tax increases or things like that. There's no question that this budget was really unique because oftentimes going into a budget cycle, there's a budget deficit that lawmakers and the governor have to grapple with. What do we cut? Do we increase taxes to be able to address a budget deficit? But this time around, due to a number of factors coming out of the pandemic, the amount of federal aid that we got from the federal government during the pandemic, a lot of economic growth, inflation certainly played a role in this as well. The state had a very large budget surplus, about $8.8 billion, which is really a historic budget surplus, the largest that we've had in decades. And we actually did do a very quick calculation actually just today. This is, of course, when you're projecting particularly state revenues out 2 years in the future, I would just urge the caveat that, particularly the revenue projections over a two-year period are very volatile and can absolutely change quite a bit. But based on the current projections, the state would still have, looks like, more than $5 billion in total reserves at the end of this new biennium. So that would be at the end of June 2025, if these current revenue and spending projections hold over a two-year period. They might not, but That's just based on the best numbers that we have right now. So that's still quite a large amount. As you can see, it's less than $8.8 billion, but it's still quite a large amount. It would be nearly a quarter of state spending in a given fiscal year for that fiscal year, which is much higher than the state has typically carried in reserve. Again, it's sort of a Goldilocks situation. You don't want to be too low or too high. You kind of want to be just right. We will see. I think it's possible that the governor and the legislature could enter into negotiations about doing more additional tax cuts or additional spending. But if they don't agree to any more tax cuts or additional spending, that's kind of the projection of how much we would have in reserve at the end of this budget.
Talking to Mark Sommerhauser, Communications Director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, about Wisconsin's new two-year state budget. You can join in at 800-642-1234. We've been talking taxes. Coming up, education funding. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time.